Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, January 3. Coming up, government to streamline applications for events outside of entertainment zones. Measures to be put in place to improve earnings from creative industries, and members of the JCF lauded for dedicated service to Jamaica. The news in detail after the break.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm. Email info@childprotection.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
Now the news. The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport is developing a mechanism to streamline and monitor applications for events outside of proposed entertainment zones. Portfolio Minister Olivia Grange says she is working to bring together all stakeholders, including promoters, the police and representatives of creative practitioners, to ensure order in the management and execution of entertainment events. The minister's comments were in response to a traffic pileup on the Palisades Road in Kingston on New Year's Day as a result of an event being held at Gunboat Beach. The location, she cautions, is not part of the designated entertainment zone. Ms. Grange is urging private interests to make use of Fort Rocky and other zones to be named in short order to avoid inconvenience. Meanwhile, Minister Grange says these zones will play a major role in the presentation of culture in 2018.
We're going to get our entertainment zones up and running. We're going to monetize our culture, our craft, and our heritage sites are going to be promoted.
In October, Fort Rocky was named Jamaica's first entertainment zone. Entertainment zones are areas in which legal entertainment and sporting activities can be staged any time of day or night unhindered, being mindful of the historic value of such sites. In the meantime, Culture Minister Olivia Grange has pledged to put measures in place to make the most of the country's creative wealth this year. This, she says, will be done through a series of streamlined activities under the National Policy on Culture and Creative Economy of Jamaica, 2017 to 2027.
We're going to be unveiling our revised cultural policy, and the culture and creative industry will now be structured under an entity that will operate out of my ministry. And we're going to show that the culture and creative industries is at the center of Brand Jamaica.
The minister adds that the revised policy drafted last year will provide a framework for creative and cultural goods and services to become major contributors to the economy's transformation. In 2016, the culture and creative industries generated $20 billion, contributing 5% to total gross domestic product GDP. State Minister for National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., has thanked all members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, for their service to the nation. Speaking at the dedication ceremony for the ministry's multi-million dollar administrative building Tuesday, Senator Charles reminded the JCF members that many Jamaicans, especially young people, look to them for protection and guidance.
It's a very unique job. We're expected to be so many things to us all. We have to do what we can in 2018 to ensure that you know that you're valued.
And Commissioner of Police George Coelho has expressed satisfaction that the new administrative building was completed before the first working day in 2018. In his address, Commissioner Coelho encouraged members of the JCF to continue serving to the best of their abilities.
Last year was a very challenging year for us as JCF members. And I have no doubt that this year is going to be equally challenging. But I'm also convinced that with Christ in the vessel, we shall smile at the storm. With all the challenges of 2017, I'm just going to suggest to us that we remain focused. We must remain focused on what we have to do this year.
The commissioner added that the opening of the new building will greatly assist with fulfilling the mandate of the JCF. The new building will house the offices of the heads of administration, operations and strategic operations, the criminal investigation branch headquarters, and other senior officers. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.